I'm going to call a meeting to order. First item is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, any changes to the agenda?
No, no proposed changes.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as submitted.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is approve the minutes for December 21st, 2017, and January 11th, 2018. Any changes to the minutes?
No, I reviewed them. They look fine to me.
I didn't have any changes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes for December 21st, 2017, and January 11th, 2018. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 2111, Michael Mantzelius.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 2111 for Michael Mantzelius for our RV park model, RV repair, and refurbishment business with an outdoor storage sale and sales upon the based upon the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, this proposed use is out of character for the surrounding area. There are no other commercial or business uses in the neighborhood which consist of agricultural uses and residential developments. Two, contrary to the applicant's testimony, the area of the proposed use is not screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways, and there is no screening from White's Neck Road. The current the use is currently visible from the road. Also, farm fence does not create a screen along other boundaries of the use. Three, there are too many inconsistencies in the record about the proposed use. For example, it was not clear whether there would be sales from the site, as the applicant at one point referred to only repairs, then at other times discussed sales from the site. At the same time, the applicant states that the DMV license for the sales is attached to another location. But the applicant also requested for a sign for sales on the site. Four, the proposed use is essentially for a storage yard for older used RVs and trailers. I'm concerned that this will become a graveyard for these, which will be an eyesore to the neighborhood. There are also no other storage areas in the area. Number five, there are other more appropriate locations for this type use that are already zoned for this type use or where similar compatible uses already exist. Six, several parties appeared in opposition to the application, stating concerns about the adverse effects of the use on the neighboring on the neighborhood and their properties. Some of these reasons stated include: one, the property is already being used to store repair and sell RVs and trailers without a permit. Two, the site is currently visible from the roadways and neighboring properties and is an eyesore. Three, that the use is not compatible with the area. Four, that besides RVs, the applicant also has been storing storing sheds on the site. And five, there are noises such as generators and other equipment that can be heard on the neighboring properties. And six, that there are other locations that are more appropriate for this type of use. I find all of these reasons to be compelling. Number seven, the proposed conditional use does not meet the purpose of the zoning ordinance since it does not promote the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, or welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Number eight, for all these reasons, my motion is to recommend denial of this conditional use application.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend denial of conditional use number 2111, Michael Mantzelius. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that I did not vote because I was absent for the public hearing. The next item is conditional use number 2112, Mitchell Family Limited Partnership.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve conditional use number 2112 for Mitchell Limited Partnership for medical offices and ancillary medical uses based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is at the corner of Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road. There are other businesses and commercial zonings and uses in this area, including a B1 zoned parcel across the street. The property is also very close to an existing assisted living facility on Gills Neck Road and another one proposed for Kings Highway within the city of Lewis. This is an appropriate location for medical offices. Two, the use serves a community need by creating medical offices at a convenient location for Sussex County residents near Beebe Hospital. Three, the use as a medical office will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents. Four, the site is within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Medical offices such as this are appropriate within this area according to the plan. Five, the use will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the use with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. No parties appeared in opposition to the proposed conditional use. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, as stated by the applicant, there shall be no more than 39,000 square feet of medical and professional office space. B, as stated by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 50 square feet shall be permitted on the building. In addition, the applicant may install one additional lighted ground sign that does not exceed 32 square feet in size per side. D, the medical office building shall be set back a minimum of 60 feet from the property line adjacent to Kings Highway, with parking allowed between the building setback of 40 feet. E, all entrance, intersection, and roadway improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. F, the preferred entrance to the entire site is further east on Gills Neck Road. This applicant shall report on the status of this issue at the time of final site plan approval and note the results of the consultations with DLDOT on the final site plan. The current entrance shall be a temporary one only and shall be closed when the balance of the property is developed. G, there should be vehicle interconnectivity between this site and the surrounding properties when they are developed. These areas of interconnectivity shall be shown on the final site plan. H, all dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. I, the site shall be served by central water and central sewer. J, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be designed and operated using best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And that is my proposal.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use 2112 Mitchell Family Limited Partnership. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Let the record show that I did not vote, as I did not attend the public hearing. Our next item is change of zone number 1843, Shailesh Patel.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change of zone number 1843 for Shailesh Patel for a change in zone from AR1 and GR to CR1 based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking to expand commercial zoning to an area of approximately 2.81 acres in size to the rear of its 1.1 acres of existing commercial property along Concord Road. Two, the existing parcel is zoned commercial, but it's not currently being used for commercial purposes. There is also a small commercially zoned property next door where a liquor store is located. Three, other than the liquor store, there are no other commercial or business uses in the immediate vicinity. Instead, the area is either in agricultural use or has developed with low-density residential uses. The request to create a 3-plus-acre commercially zoned parcel is not consistent with the character of the surrounding area. Four, CR1 zoning is a very broad zoning classification that includes all sorts of permitted uses, and it is the most intensive commercial zoning available in Sussex County. The expansion of commercial zoning with all of these permitted uses is not appropriate in this location. According to the zoning code, CR1 zoning is appropriate, quote, to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous services, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along certain existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists," end quote. This application does not satisfy this purpose of CR1 zoning, as the area is primarily residential or agricultural, and it is not located on a major thoroughfare, and there is not currently a general mixture of commercial and service activities. Also, central sewer is not available in this location. 6, there was evidence in the record in opposition to the application, including concerns about the location along Concord Road, the incompatibility with the residential and agricultural neighborhood, and other reasons. I find these reasons to be compelling. The rezoning does not meet the purpose of the zoning ordinance since it does not promote the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. 8, for all of these reasons, it is my motion to recommend denial of this change in zone application.
Second.
Oh, before we vote, can I say that I am qualified to vote on this?
Absolutely.
I've listened to the...
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let the record show that Mrs. Hoey Stevenson did listen to the tape and review the record and is qualified to vote. We have a motion to recommend denial of change in zone number 1843, Shailesh Patel. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next motion is change in zone number 1845, LMHT, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of change in zone 1845 for LMHT LLC for change in zone from AR1 to B1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, the 6.06 acre site is located along Plantations Road in an area that has developed with a variety of residential uses. Other businesses and commercial uses exist or have been approved for the same side of Plantations Road as this site. This includes an assisted living facility to be located on 10 acres near the site. 2, this is an appropriate location for B1 zoning, and it will provide neighborhood businesses uses in a location that is convenient to many homes. It will also eliminate the current need to travel to Route 1 for some neighborhood convenience shopping needs. 3, according to the county's comprehensive land use plan, the site is identified as being within the environmentally sensitive developing area. B1 zoning is appropriate within this area according to the plan. 4, according to the zoning code, B1 zoning is appropriate to provide retail shopping and personal service uses to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low-density, or medium-density residential neighborhoods. This application satisfies this purpose of B1 zoning. 5, the B1 district is the most limited commercial zoning district in the county. It is appropriate in this location since it will limit the type and size of the uses that may occur at the site. 6, the rezoning is consistent with the developing character of the area and will not adversely affect the neighboring properties and roadways. 7, the proposed project meets the purposes of zoning ordinance since it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. 8, the site is served by Central Water, and Sussex County will provide wastewater service to the site. 9, any future development of the site will require site plan approval by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as entrance and roadway improvements from the Department of Transportation. Mr. Chairman, that is my motion.
Second.
Again, I've reviewed the tapes and listened to it, so I'm...
Let the record show that Mrs. Hoey Stevenson is qualified to participate in discussion and vote. We have a motion and second to recommend approval of change in zone 1845, LMHT, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2113. Clean Bay Renewables, LLC, Sussex 1.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, if you would permit me a couple of housekeeping items. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, have you listened to the tape, and are you qualified to vote on this application?
I have indeed listened to the tape, and I am qualified. Thank you for asking.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, if you will let the record reflect that. Second item is I want to remind everyone that this body makes a recommendation to your county council. Your county council will be the ones who make the final decision on this. It is also entirely possible that county council will hear different or additional information than what our body heard, and that there will be different and additional witnesses in opposition that may have some bearing and cause them to reach a different conclusion. Our charge is to render a recommendation based on the testimony that was given at our public hearing and the things that were put in evidence in that process. With that in mind, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2113 for Clean Bay Renewables Sussex 1 for an electrical generation and nutrient recovery facility based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is to establish a facility for nutrient recovery and conversion of poultry litter into electrical generation. The use and process of electrical generation will not include any incineration or composting of poultry waste. Two, the site is a 16.71 acre parcel of land with frontage on Route 113, which is one of the three major north-south truck routes through Sussex County. The site is also in close proximity to the existing electrical power grid. This is an appropriate and necessary location for this type of use. Three, the proposed use is consistent with other existing uses in the immediate vicinity, which include a large borrow pit, an asphalt plant, a large construction contractor equipment yard, and an airstrip. Four, the proposed use is an agribusiness use which takes chicken litter, a byproduct of the Delmarva poultry industry, and it converts it to electrical energy. This is a benefit to the agricultural industry of Sussex County through the reuse of chicken litter. It is also a benefit to residents and businesses within Sussex County by creating an economical alternative energy source for Sussex County and Delaware utility providers. Five, the entire process occurs within a closed system from the time that the material delivered to the site arrives via truck through the end of the process when the pelletized remnants are removed from the site. There is no open storage of any material on site at any time. Six, there was nothing in the record to indicate that there would be significant odors from the site. And given the current AR1 zoning of the site, there are reasonable expectations that the site could currently be used for agricultural purposes that do generate odors associated with farming and poultry operations. Seven, while there were concerns about traffic generated by the use, the actual amount of traffic is relatively minor given the prominent location of the site along Route 113 adjacent to other existing heavy uses. The applicant testified that there are no more than 12 truck deliveries to the site per day, and there are few employees associated with the use. And the Delaware Department of Transportation will dictate entrance and roadway improvements necessitated by the use. Eight, the applicant testified that the use does not generate an extensive amount of noise. Any noise coming from the conversion process or the generators is comparable to the noise already created by traffic along Route 113. Nine, the applicants will be required to obtain all necessary permits and approvals from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, particularly those relating to air quality, water quality controls, and other agencies prior to any operation on the site. I am satisfied that this parcel is appropriate for the development given its proximity to the highway and being surrounded by other heavy commercial types of uses. This particular use, with the conditions and limitations placed on it, will not have an adverse impact upon neighboring properties or the community. 11, this proposed use supports one of the primary goals of the current Sussex County Land Use Plan as stated on page 1 of that document: conserve the county's agricultural economy. This goal is also restated in the future land use element of the plan. This agribusiness use provides a market for chicken litter byproduct of poultry operations, which benefits and helps conserve the agricultural economy of Sussex County. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, all improvements for nutrient recovery and electrical generation shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, the state fire marshal, and any other state or federal agencies having any jurisdiction over the development and use of the site. B, as proffered by the applicant, all buildings on the site shall have an agricultural appearance. This shall not apply to the generators, holding or treatment tanks, or towers located at the site. C, the generators must have sound suppression measures in place, and they must be placed as far as possible from Brazier Road. D, all trucks entering or leaving the site shall be completely enclosed at all times. E, all materials brought to the site shall be offloaded from trucks using a conveyor system. No open dumping shall be permitted. F, no chicken litter or other materials brought to the site or the end product from the use shall be stored outside on the site. All materials brought to the site shall be immediately offloaded from trucks into the facility's closed system. G, truck deliveries to the site shall be limited to the hours between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and there shall be no more than 12 deliveries of material per day. No deliveries shall occur on Sunday, and no trucks containing materials shall remain on site beyond the delivery hours or on Sundays. H, the final site plan shall include a 30-foot wide forested and/or landscaped buffer strip meeting the planting requirements of Section 99.5 of the Code of Sussex County. Section 99.5 dictates the types of trees and vegetation, the density of the required trees and other plantings, minimum heights, and other requirements. The final site plan shall contain a landscaping plan for these buffer areas. I, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for roadway and entrance improvements. J, one lighted sign will be permitted on the site. The sign shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. Small directional signs shall also be permitted at the entrances to the site. The location of the signage shall be shown in the final site plan. K, any violations of the conditions of approval may result in termination of this conditional use. L, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District regarding drainage and stormwater management requirements. M, any security lighting shall be designed so that it is downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. In addition, all exterior lighting shall automatically be dimmed between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. And prior to the site plan approval, the applicant shall obtain a baseline water quality sample that shall be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning to confirm the groundwater quality prior to any development of the site. Oh, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that is my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use 2113 Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 1. All those in favor say aye.
Just real quick before we vote, there's one change on N with regard to the baseline water quality sample. To be clear, it should be take baseline water quality sample, and the report from that shall be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. Ms. Cornwell brings up a good point. They're not qualified to actually receive the sample, but they want is the report.
Is that a friendly amendment, Mr.
That's
Wheeler?
That's fine, yes, sir.
Mr.
Thank you.
Second.
That's a friendly amendment. Okay. With that friendly amendment, we'll all those in favor of the recommendation to approve conditional use 2113 Clean Bay Renewables LLC, Sussex 1. Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Mr. Wheatley, I want to thank you and commend you for the thought and work that went in preparing that motion.
I know you worked very hard to find a balance in there with that.
Our next item is conditional use number 2114, Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of CU 2114 for Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC for a solar array farm in an AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use in that it is of a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties. Three, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on adjacent and neighboring roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Four, the Delaware Department of Transportation has reviewed the proposed plan and has issued its letter of service report on the project. Five, no noise, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no storage facilities shall be constructed on the site. B, lighting on the facility will consist of perimeter lighting for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. D, the site shall be screened by fencing with a gate with a knock box to accommodate emergency access by local fire company or other emergency responders. E, there shall be a vegetation buffer of no less than 30 feet around the entire perimeter of the site to screen it from neighboring properties and roadways. F, all of the grounds, including the area outside the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2114, Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Just to confirm.
Yes, I did listen, and I am qualified to.
Sorry?
Yeah. Did you know this is like half the size of the one in Dover, and it's going to give twice as much energy? I was very impressed.
Okay. For the record, Mrs. Zoe Zeeves was qualified to vote and did vote in favor of the motion, and the motion carries 5-0. It's now time for our public hearings, ladies and gentlemen. Our counselor to my left.